serve him rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, Tom, Sybil, and the man who can't show up for work, Anthony Brown. What's up, Damon? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing great.
And congratulations to my Houston Texans winning the AFC South. And Tom, you do know the Alabama Crimson Tide, they won more games at a Cowboys Stadium than the Cowboys did this year. You know that, right?
Wow.
Just want to let you know. That's right. The hate continues in 2016. Ooh. So it continues.
That's all right, Tom. Hate right there.
Tom, we have been, of course, covering the Bill Cosby case really since 2014. It was a topic of conversation in all of 2015. And just before the new year, the prosecutor in suburban county in Philadelphia filed sexual misconduct charges against Bill Cosby. He has a court date next week. Of course, this stems from allegations that he sexually assaulted a Temple employee back in 2004. This goes back to 2004. Joining us right now is Monique Presley, the attorney for Bill Cosby. And Monique, they had the arraignment that took place. Bill Cosby was in court for 13 minutes. The prosecutor says there was new evidence that came up, and he was really speaking of the deposition that was leaked this summer.
Yes, and that's not new evidence at all. The deposition actually took place over a decade ago, and it's information that the then prosecutor in Montgomery County, Bruce Castor, knew was out there and available, and the two successive prosecutors after that knew as well. So for them to say when the press conference was held that the basis for this 12 years later arrest was new evidence was something that we certainly will be addressing in the days and weeks to come.
A plea was not entered in the arraignment, and I got to ask you the question, if the prosecution offers a plea deal, what will Bill Cosby's response be?
Listen, we're not even thinking along those terms right now. My client's not guilty, and we're not interested in anything that they would have to say concerning a plea. What we're interested in right now is finding out why a prosecutor used my client's life and this case as a means of getting elected and then made a campaign promise instead of effectuating justice with what he did right before New Year's Eve. So what we will be dealing with for the coming weeks is whether it is proper or not, whether it is prosecutorial misconduct or not, for a prosecutor to be in office during an active investigation, run ads saying that he's going to arrest a particular person, and then do so. We think not, so that's what you should be expecting to come next.
One of the other things that we heard, that some of the other women who have made allegations against Bill Cosby, they say finally he is going to get his day in court. Are you concerned about the makeup in this county, 80%+ white? Many people say it is a very conservative county. And various legal analysts say there is no doubt this is going to move forward. They say it poses a difficulty for Bill Cosby.
Well, I think the analysts that are paying attention and who have some experience in this field know that there are many, many hurdles before we even consider picking a jury. And I don't even think, actually, that we're going to get to that point. I believe in the justice system, and I would expect that there will be a judge in a courtroom somewhere in Pennsylvania who will do the right thing and dismiss these charges against my client before we ever get that far.
Moni, you expecting a judge to throw this out?
I absolutely am.
Based on
all of the things that I just said, based on, one, the fact that this is a 12-year-old case that could have been charged then, that there was a promise by the then prosecutor, Bruce Castor, to not charge this case, and in return, they induced my client to sit for a deposition in a civil case. He put it on his website. He made a statement saying, this is a matter for civil courts. There's not sufficient evidence. That's the same DA's office, but a different prosecutor who is now saying that they have the basis for an indictment based on a deposition that, frankly, they had subpoena power back in 2004, 2005, 2006, every year since the deposition was given, and they never bothered to get this information. Instead, they wait a decade later until my client is blind, until witnesses are dead, until there's no way actually for there to be a fair trial. And in this country, per the Constitution, people who are charged with crimes have a right to a fair trial, to a speedy trial, and when the prosecutor has no justification for delay and when the charges are actually being brought because of politics, we believe we're on firm footing to make some requests in the coming days. And I think that that's exactly what's about to happen.
Okay, if they don't throw it out.
You just said, Tom, 1 second. You just said Bill Cosby is blind. Yeah. Explain that, please.
There's not anything that I can say to explain. I think that people have known that for many decades he's had repeated surgeries and has always battled with two significant impairments to his eyesight. But during the past year, and actually during the course of the allegations that have been coming forward, that has turned into a situation where it was not just one eye, but both eyes that he cannot see out of. And these are not things I'm making up. This is not some ploy of Bill Cosby in order to get sympathy from the public. These are things that are already before the prosecutor's office in Montgomery County. They knew that before they made the charge.
Camille Cosby is going to have to testify.
We don't even know at this time who's going to testify or not. As you know,
Actually, hold on. So with the judge who ordered Camille Cosby to testify, that was in a civil suit, correct?
Yes, that was in a civil suit, and that is a ruling that as of this very day, actually, we are taking an appeal on that will be filed right after I get off of the air.
Okay, so Monique, when they go to court, will there be other settlements or depositions that will be open that are closed right now in regards to the other ladies who have come forward?
Oh, there's no such settlements. I've heard you say that before, Tom. I was always wondering where it came from myself.
There's only been one settlement?
Yes.
And that is this case that is now going to
that
criminal?
That is this case where the person involved in this case signed something saying that they would not bring charges, signed something saying that the settlement they agreed to would be confidential, and then has voluntarily cooperated with the prosecutor's office. That's what we are now learning.
So how did the prosecutor open a closed case?
Well, we'll have to figure that out. I'm wondering myself.
Well, first of all, even though he didn't file charges in 2004, because of the statute of limitations, they could have always brought a case between that point and when limitations ran out, correct?
No, that's actually not true, because what they did at that time was both publicly and privately say that the case was closed and that there would not be a criminal charging. And if they hadn't done that, then my client never would have sat and participated in the deposition that is now leading, they say, to the justification for the charges.
Real quick here, we did not talk to you, the lawsuit against Beverly Johnson, the defamation lawsuit.
Yes, we would expect that Ms. Johnson would be served any day now and that lawsuit will go forward.
Okay.
All right then, Tom. Any more questions?
When is the trial going to be, and will it be on television?
Oh, we have a long way to go from there, and I don't think that you'll be able to do a play-by-play on TV if and when we get there. But it may not be this year if there is a trial.
And
if
you will ask for a jury, not a bench trial.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are serious, serious matters. I know that many jokes get told, and there might be some today as soon as we finish this interview, but matters like this go to a jury. They go to people who are charged with making life and death decisions, and that's what this really is about, very serious matters.
And how is Bill Cosby doing?
He's doing great. He's doing as well as can be expected. He has belief in his legal team, and he actually is relieved for the opportunity for the facts concerning this case, where we've been muzzled and gagged, for the facts concerning this case to come forward. And I would expect that to happen shortly.
Okay.
Monique Presley, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.